Anna Tolfell learned she was fired on February 16th. She worked full-time seasonally for the Wrangell District as a biological technician in fisheries.
I'm a little fired up because looks like Wrangell might be losing several employees at the Forest Service here.
Tolfell says these federal layoffs have a huge impact on people's lives and their families. She says she's been working towards establishing her career for a long time, and she'd put down roots in Wrangell with her partner.
Wrangell's a pretty small community. There's only so many jobs here that can support enough so that we can afford to live here. We're homeowners. That feels like it might not continue if things go as the direction that I feel like it's going.
She says this will also have a huge effect on Wrangell's tourism industry, especially at the Ann Arbor Wildlife Observatory. It's about a half-hour boat ride south of Wrangell. Visitors hike in from the coast along a roaring river where they can view bears fishing for salmon up close. Forest Service employees help manage the whole area, and at least one full-time Ann Arbor employee was fired as well.
One of my concerns is safety.
About 2,400 visitors come to the Wildlife Observatory each year. Most leave from Wrangell by boat and some by plane. Without Forest Service employees to manage the area and ensure safety, it's possible some tourists won't visit Wrangell at all. Tolfelt's termination letter said she's being fired because of her performance. It says, quote, "The agency finds, based on your performance, that you have not demonstrated your further employment at the agency would be in the public interest," end quote. But Tolfelt says that's not true.
As an employee who has been there for just under 2 years, I personally have only received good performance evaluations.
KSDK and other media outlets in the region have had limited response from the federal agency. Regional staff say they can't talk. The Tongass's Public Information Office is sending all media inquiries to a U.S. Department of Agriculture office in D.C. That office is sending the same email response out and doesn't want it attached to a name. It states that the department is confident that those terminated can find other work opportunities outside of the government. Cody Anderson takes offense to that government response. He was also fired in Wrangell. He used to be a National Environmental Protection Act specialist and wilderness manager for the Wrangell District. He says there's no way for the U.S. government to be confident about the future of the employees they terminated.
There's no way to make sure that all those, you know, there are people with families and mortgages, and luckily I don't have those things, but I don't know how they can have the nerve to say something like that, you know, when they don't know.
He started his job 6 months ago in Wrangell, relocating from Oregon. He says his district manager gave him great reviews, but now he has to leave.
I can't afford to sit and just wait around while it sits in litigation, so I'm going to have to go and find other employment elsewhere and probably fill in for some outdoor education jobs that I used to have.
Keeping tabs on the Tongass firings is Matt Brossard. He is the vice president of a union that represents government workers, the National Federation of Federal Employees. He says those terminated and current employees have been blocked from accessing government data, including their own electronic personnel folder. The folder has the entire history of every document created by human resources for each employee.
I personally and the Forest Service Council thinks it is, who is the umbrella union for the Forest Service. They're represented by a council. Think it's because they don't want people to have access to the documents that will defend themselves.
Brossard says the union filed a temporary order in a D.C. court on Friday, hoping to stop the removal of probationary employees, at least temporarily. He says they hope to get a response from the court soon. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.